AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Dallas SWAT team member has shot a man suspected of opening fire on police headquarters early this morning. Police Chief David Brown says the man, who identified himself as James Bulwer, drove up in an armored van and opened fire.
There are bullet holes in squad cars where officers were sitting. There are bullet holes in the front lobby where our staff was sitting.
The chief says the man left a number of packages behind, one rigged to explode on touch.
We had identified five different packages, only one which was planted with pipe bombs, and our officers really that were doing the searching were just almost tripped over it.
During a chase, Bulwer stopped the van in a suburban parking lot. A sniper disabled it, and, says Brown, when he threatened to set off explosives he said he had in the van, a sniper shot him. A camera-equipped robot is checking the van to see if the suspect is alive or dead. A woman is dead after several shots were fired yesterday evening in the food court of a mall in Coralville, Iowa. Shortly after that shooting, the chase was on.
There is a subject running southeast out of Dillard.
JCOM 5225, Law 3.
5225.
Now, witnesses who said the subject went eastbound through the parking lot.
A woman, that tape from KTVN-TV, the suspected shooter was captured after a 50-mile chase down an interstate highway. A week after two convicted murderers broke out of prison in upstate New York, a prison worker, Joyce Mitchell, is charged with helping them with their escape. Meanwhile, the search goes on for David Sweat and Richard Matt.
If they have not escaped the area or they have not availed themselves of shelter, got to assume they're cold, wet, tired, and hungry, but I would advise and remind the community and the residents that that makes these individuals even more dangerous and desperate.
State Police Major Charles Guest says hundreds of officers are closing in on the pair. This is AP Radio News. In about a half hour, Hillary Rodham Clinton set to hold her first 2016 campaign rally on an island named after a Democratic Party icon. Warren Levinson with more.
The former Secretary of State has already made it clear she wants to be the champion of ordinary Americans.
As you look across the country, the deck is still stacked in favor of those already at the top.
So a campaign kickoff on Roosevelt Island carries a big symbolic message. The Dutch called the island in the East River Hog Island. The English renamed it Blackwell's Island. It became Welfare Island in 1921 and was renamed for Democratic Party patron St. Franklin Roosevelt 50 years later. Clinton will deliver her remarks in a new park named for FDR's Four Freedoms speech. Warren Levinson, New York.
Geologists are trying to figure out what caused a string of weak earthquakes in western Alabama. The U.S. Geological Survey says 14 small quakes have occurred since November in Greene County, which is west of Tuscaloosa. No major damage, but people are uneasy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.